You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As Michigan wrestles with licensing medical marijuana dispensaries, there's a potentially bigger issue facing the budding cannabis industry. The prospect that someone's trying to build a national monopoly on legal weed. As writer Amanda Chicago Lewis says in her story for GQ, some powerful people are trying to turn their company into the Monsanto of marijuana. Amanda is with us via Skype. Amanda, who and what is this biotech institute?
So Biotech Institute is a company that has really no assets other than these very broad patents on the cannabis plant. We're not exactly sure what else they are trying to do and what their long-term motivations are, but all we know is that they have three utility patents that cover what one pot geneticist estimated is one half to two thirds of the strains currently on the market.
And as you spell out in your story for GQ, these utility patents are a pretty powerful tool. Tell us about them. How do they work?
Yeah, so these are the kind of patents that Big Ag uses to protect not only the genetically modified plants that they spend millions and millions of dollars producing, but also any novel variety of a plant that they can prove to the U.S. Patent and Trade Office, they bred themselves. And farmers essentially need to buy the seeds, pay higher rates for those seeds generally when there's a utility patent because of the intellectual property, and then aren't allowed to replant the seeds that are produced from what they grow. They need to buy them again the next year.
So as you spell out in this piece in GQ, what this could mean to the cannabis industry is mind-blowing.
Yeah, you know, I think similar to what we've seen in the tech industry, if you get in early, you can sort of put rather broad intellectual property claims out there and then see sort of what holds up over time. And I think that's what we're seeing now. But rather than just having an influence perhaps on, you know, the iPhone or little bits of technology that companies are fighting over, this could have really big implications for medicine.
As you talk about turning Biotech Institute into the Monsanto of marijuana, what would that mean on the ground, and particularly medical research?
I've been told that utility patents can decrease the genetic diversity of a plant that's available. And right now, the cannabis that is available is very genetically diverse. There are lots of different kinds with lots of different compounds, and we don't really know yet exactly which compounds and which combinations are helpful for which diseases, though it does seem overwhelmingly clear from anecdotal evidence that there are a lot of really promising medical aspects to this plant. And so if one company controls all of the intellectual property around this plant, it sort of seems like there are going to be fewer varieties available, and they will probably have control over research, which could, you know, just make it more limited, you know, more similar to what we see now with big pharma, right, where like one company has patents over certain kinds of medicine, and then they pay for all of that research and development to figure out what they can develop into a drug, which can, you know, make it sort of lopsided in terms of what a business can control.
And also what consumers may have to pay.
Yeah, absolutely.
How well known is this effort to corner the legal cannabis market?
So the patenting effort was, until this story came out, sort of known by a certain group of insiders in the cannabis community, but was not widely known. There was, about a year ago at a conference, one of these pot geneticists that's been sort of aware of this and freaking out about it for the past year or so presented to maybe 20 to 25 high-level people who run major dispensaries and, you know, have millions of dollars at their disposal. And he tried to present to them to get them to come together to pay for a legal challenge to the patents, right? Because there is a lot of suspicion around whether these are truly novel strains. Since cannabis has been a black market for so long, it's very difficult to say whether something has actually been sold or not before, because drug dealers aren't documenting their wares in the same way that other businesses might. So there was this group of insiders, and they were very concerned about the patents, but nobody wanted to put in any money to help solve the problem. And so talks sort of fell apart immediately. But there was this inner circle that was sort of whispering about this for the past year or so. Now, because of the story, it's much more widely known. I think there's sort of waves of fear and concern percolating through the industry.
And bottom line, the last few seconds we have, Do we know who is behind the Biotech Institute?
Yes, there is a lawyer in Los Angeles who is definitely part of it. But other than that, who else is paying for it and what their motivations are, we're not exactly sure. So it's sort of obfuscated and difficult to say.
It's quite the detective story, Amanda Chicago Lewis's piece, The Great Pot Monopoly Mystery. You'll find it in the September issue of GQ. Amanda, thanks so much for being with us on Stateside.
Thank you.